Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now that we have finished studying the Amatya Karaka in different Navamsha, the 12 of them, let us do some career case studies for Amatya Karaka, because unless we do some case studies, unless we implement and study the Amatya Karaka from the perspective of charts, actual charts or virtual charts, we won't know how it is applied or what it really means, isn't it? It's like trying to understand physics without applying it in a lab. You have to test this out on charts. So as much charts as you can get your hands on, practice these principles. If you have queries, you can leave it as comments in the comment box. But please take time to understand these principles first. All the series on Amatya Karaka and in Navamsha playlist, uncover all of that first. Study the basic principles and then come to this career case studies. Right, let's get into it. What are the six principles or six aspects I have taken into consideration in career case studies of Amatya Karaka? Number one, we are going to study Amatya Karaka in D1 and D9 charts. Both, that is to say, your natal as well as your Navamsha chart, we shall study how the position of Amatya Karaka goes. Number two, we shall study the relations to the Atma Karaka in both, your soul significator, yourself, Atma Karaka. And podcasts are already covered on Atma Karaka, you might want to go through that. What is your soul relationship with your profession? Is it helping? Is there someone helping in your profession? Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka relationship in both D1 and D9 also we shall cover. Number three, the placement in houses and signs in both natal as well as Navamsha charts. That will also be covered. Because where the houses are playing in the natal and where it moves to in Navamsha is significant, isn't it? And also the sign, because the qualities of the sign carries to both Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka. Number four, types, progress, challenges and successes in career, because we are focusing in these career case studies only. So we will deal with focal point as Amadhya Karaka, and we will study Atma Karaka with respect to Amadhya Karaka. All right. Number 5, we will also try to borrow some hints from nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart, because that's the physical manifestation. Yes, I already spoke of this. You might want to go through previous ones. Natal chart is your physical manifestation of reality. Navamsha is your internal self and all things going forward in your life. Essentially, when a soul is born, the way we apply Vedic astrology is from birth till the time you're 30 years old, till the time Saturn matures in a chart. What happens is you are acting more like only the physical manifestation, because you are pretty much in the hands of others. After 30 years, really it matures, and then the aspects of Navamsha kick in. So Navamsha literally is going forward in your life, the fortunes of your life. Yeah, this is the way also it is interpreted. So we shall try to borrow some nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart also. Now, nakshatras are already covered extensively in the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology playlist. Number 6, and very important point, I needed some charts to study here as a part of this exercise. And so what I have done is I have considered case studies. This entire case studies is for Gen Z, just like I did for Nakshatra Pada. Gen Z meaning 1998 onwards, who are born from 1998 onwards. Yes, you can Google it if you want. All case studies are of Gen Z kids. Names are all virtual, really. I have just stuck in virtual names. Names don't mean anything. They are random charts of Gen Z generation, starting from the year 2000 for Amadhya Karaka. Let us begin. Before we begin the actual case studies, it is important for you to remember some rules in the Jaimini system of evaluation in astrology, which is very different to the Parashara system. Jaimini, first of all, focuses on Rashi Drishti, that means the sign aspects. Which sign is aspecting which sign? Aries is aspecting Leo, for example, like that. The sign aspects, these are not planetary aspects, which sign aspects it? So let's go through these 8 rules listed there on the screen. Number 1, Rashi Drishti. Every movable sign aspects all fixed signs except the one right next to it. Keep this rule book in your thing. You can take screenshots if you wish. Every fixed sign aspects all movable signs except the one right next to it. So, movable aspects fixed except the one next to it. Fixed aspects all movable except the one next to it. Every dual sign aspects all other dual signs only. Okay. Then there is the Graha Drishti, that is a planetary vision. The planetary vision says Jaimini primarily uses Rashi Drishti, but planets inherit the aspect of the sign they sit in. So planets sitting in movable sign will aspect all other planets which are in fixed signs except the one next to it. Apply the same principle to all the first three rules. So planets essentially sitting in movable, fixed or dual sign, because Jaimini is based only on sign astrology, not so much on planets. Planets will automatically inherit everything about the sign. This applies to all planets, including Rahu and Ketu. So as we shall see going further into the case studies, you will see that sometimes or many times in a chart, Rahu and Ketu both end up aspecting a particular planet. Because even though Rahu and Ketu are on opposite sides of every chart, but based on this kind of an analysis, based on Rashi Drishti, they both might end up aspecting a planet, and we shall see that in case studies. Some special considerations to see. Point number 6, Jaimini focuses on sign to sign influence, not degrees. Even if planets are far apart within the Rashi, they still aspect through Rashi Drishti. The same thing which I spoke of earlier. The only thing angles or degrees is considered is from Atma Karaka to Dhara Karaka. The 7 Karakas is based on angle. what is your Atmakaraka, what is your Amadhyakaraka, what is your Bhratrikaraka, and so on. That considers the angle, but the sign-to-sign influence is very dominant here. Even if one is sitting in 12th house and one is sitting in 3rd house, for example, if the signs are influencing, the planets in those signs also are influencing one another. See, all this gets very complex unless we do some case studies, isn't it? So we shall do that from now on. 7th point, unlike the Parashari system, Gemini does not use special aspects like Saturn's 3rd or 10th position or Jupiter's 5th or 9th position. Those are Parashara rules. Gemini system does not use these rules of aspecting. It only considers sign aspect and planets therefore placed in those signs. Aspects, last rule, number 8, aspects are applied heavily in Charadasha analysis. If you want to do your predictive analysis, they interpret again based on this sign and interpreting the Karaka planets, Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and so on, all the 7 Karakas of Gemini. So we shall do analysis this way going forward. Let us begin. Let's do a case study of a Gen Z girl called Emma now. Analyze with me here. If you find something different, it'll be interesting to have a discussion, so leave your comment, okay? Her Atmakaraka, as you can see on the screen, is Moon. Amadhyakaraka is Venus. We are dealing with Amadhyakaraka here. So Venus as Amadhyakaraka in general will provide you what? Everything Venusian, so to speak. Things, profession related to beauty, cosmetics, refinement, creativity, all kinds of creativity, beauty industry, interior decoration, even everything to do with relationships, wealth, healing, and diplomacy. Those are the essential qualities of profession. With regard to Emma, she might be dealing with professional fields in any one of these. Professional orientation can be in arts, design, luxury industries, fashion, hospitality, finance, even counseling if it's with Moon, medicine and pharmacy, or creative entrepreneurship. That's the general career paths for Venus as Amadhyakaraka. Her attitude is refined, harmonious, people-oriented, creative, socially aware, skilled at creating value through aesthetics and or relationships. Now, let's see the placements for a second here. Placement is in the 12th house of Cancer, conjunct Rahu. So 12th house right now, in terms of profession, should tell you something doing behind the line, something in secrecy. Rahu gives a great surge of investigation or foreign lands related diplomacy, foreign lands related professions, for example. Another side note here is her 10th lord is in 12th. Typically, when the 10th lord is in 12th house, it becomes career in foreign lands. Okay, there must be something associated with career in foreign lands since Venus is her Amadhyakaraka. That's one thing. Placement 12th house in Cancer. Now, Cancer gives also variations in career. It also links to foreign lands, behind the scene industries, because it's 12th house, creative solitude, maybe writing something creatively relating to relationships or charitable institutions or hidden environments. All background processing is 12th house, working in the hidden realms, working creatively. Creative people typically work in isolation. Venus here points to international connections, luxury and creative fields abroad. Rahu is also there, so there's a very dominant energy of foreign things, foreign lands, in terms of her career. Sign influence, Cancer adds emotional depth and nurturing qualities and connection with the masses. So she has a natural tendency to select fields with Venus sort of attitude, but in foreign lands. There's a deep connection there. So she might be doing professions related to luxury and creative fields abroad, or work even in healing, charity and counseling roles. Why? Because it's in Cancer sign. Remember, Jaimini system focuses more on the sign qualities. What is the sign influence of Cancer? Working for the masses, working with emotional quality. Venus in Cancer blends artistry with emotional intelligence, useful for careers involving people. Again, even counseling, because counseling is a background kind of career, isn't it? Emotional counseling, maybe relationship counseling, that she might be able to do abroad. Connection with Rahu amplifies Venus qualities, bringing ambition, glamour, modern innovation and attraction to unconventional paths. Rahu gives unconventional paths, Rahu gives foreign countries and going abroad and doing something with it. Now there's an aspect of Mars here from Scorpio, so there might be a transformation point in her career, and Mars is from the 4th house in Scorpio, so there is a transformation in her career sometime. Careers may be in fashion, media, luxury branding or other global modernized industries. Also creates volatility, sudden breaks, fames or setbacks, especially because Mars is looking at Venus-Rahu combination from Scorpio in the 4th house. There might be displacement from the house, again suggests a career abroad. Also, always examine the ascendant. In her case, ascendant being Leo and Sun and Mercury in the first house. So, Sun in the first house in Leo gives her a very dominant ego or attitude, egotistical attitude. So, wanting fame and success is her dominant drive. She might not get it in the local lands, she might prefer to do it abroad. Mars has Dharakaraka and Scorpio. Means Dharakaraka also means working with other people in terms of career, not just spouse. Adds intensity and transformation to career paths linked with education, property, home, abroad. Suggests immense professional life. Also gains strength from land, property or transformation to teach. May she might leave her land sometime. Scorpio tends to leave things, leaving the land, especially with Mars there. Mars stands for land, so leaving her homeland in order to go abroad for that Venus Rahu in the 12th to pursue a career path. Now let us briefly see her Navamsha and what that brings. The Navamsha chart for MI is quite powerful. First of all, she has a Virgo ascendant with three planets there, Sun, Mars and Mercury. So there is a dominant drive to be a workaholic, to prove her self-image, because Sun is sitting in the first house in Virgo, along with Mercury and Mars. The Lord of the 10th is also sitting in the first along with Sun. Always look at personality first, it will give you where the drive is, okay? Now, Haramadhya Karaka, since we are speaking of careers, is in 6th house now, in Aquarius, aspected by Jupiter from the 11th house in Cancer, as well as from Saturn in 2nd house in Libra. This is a good combination. Saturn is exalted in Libra, Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, and it's looking at Venus in Aquarius. So what are the influences to her career? It is Saturn from the 2nd house in Libra and Jupiter from the 11th house. And her Venus is in the 11th sign of Aquarius. So I'm guessing here many things, but first let's go to the basics. Look at the table on your left side. Venus in Aquarius in the 6th house. 6th house emphasizes service, health, detail-driven work. Anything 6th house is a daily routine. Saturn from the 2nd also influences that, therefore, and as well as her ascendant. So, in her case, later on in life, she'll be very driven to systematically work to prove her self-worth, Sun in the 1st house. Venus here indicates careers in creative service, financial administration, consulting in design and branding within institutions. Saturn plus Jupiter. Jupiter in the 11th will give her access, because it is very exalted, to multinational kind of branding companies. Okay, she might work for them, because Virgo ascendant typically works for others in Navamsha. It is not a king, it is a servant here. Sign influence Aquarius adds a sort of a technological signature to it. anything Aquarius, think of careers in IT, innovation, using social media and that kind of thing. Okay. Sign influence of Aquarius adds innovation, social reform, humanitarian focus and modern technology. Everything social media, everything IT industry is Aquarius. So if your Madhya Karaka sits there, think in terms of this, in terms of technology, in terms of spreading the word, which is against the norms, against the laws, against the rules. Venus in Aquarius points to creative service in social enterprises, digital arts, media, progressive finance, or NGO-based work. But I would think more on digital arts and branding in social enterprises. Why branding? Because Jupiter is looking from Cancer in 11th. So she is very attuned to the emotional intelligence of masses, 11th house. Work and earning will be slow because Saturn is sitting in Libra in the second house. In the initial years, work, money earning will be slow, but she will be driven to achieve because there is the Sun in the first house along with Mars and Mercury. Very aggressive drive to push for gaining that success. Again, it ties in with the natal chart which we just saw, isn't it? Planetary influence, Jupiter, Gnati, Karaka. Let's go through the table. In 11th in Cancer, supports gains through networks, like I said, large institutions, multinational companies, teaching and advisory roles. She may even teach later in life, design and branding, sort of marketing, how to market successfully. She might become a teacher. Because Sun in first house, both in natal and Navamsha, shows a very strong attitude towards gaining success and recognition to a person. Add stability and wisdom to Venus's artistic drive. Saturn as Bhratrikaraka in second house in Libra. Practical, disciplined financial outlook indicates career impacted by family wealth and values. So Saturn here becomes very traditional. Also in Libra, it is always about choices. So she will have to change the career sometime. Also Rahu sitting in the fourth house. 11th from that place is looking at Saturn. So this will change her career sometime in life. Whenever Rahu is sitting in your Navamsha, 11th place from it, any planet will change the career, especially if it's Saturn. We saw that same career change even in natal. This is how you tie things to one another. So my guess here is that she's going to become a brand ambassador of some kind later in life, probably abroad even. Now let's conclude. So on your screen now is the conclusions. Let's go through one by one, just so that we don't get sidetracked, because astrology is such a thing, you can easily get sidetracked. Correlation of natal and Navamsha. Natal chart is on the right side above, Navamsha is below. With the highlight portions of aspects to the Amartya Karaka. Okay, natal. Strong creative and international themes. Venus in the 12th house in Cancer, conjunct Rahu. Lord of the 10th in the 12th. Or healing professions, but unstable due to Rahu. Rahu brings random ups and downs. So does Aquarius, by the way. And Venus is in Aquarius. So there's a career ups and downs in her chart through her life. Navamsha brings structure, service orientation because Saturn is aspecting it. Social contribution through institutions, finance or NGOs, or stabilizing career direction. So after 30, she would get something stable. Combined view would be Emma's career begins with creative, luxury or international fields, but later matures into structured service and institutional roles. Like I said, multinational creative branding sort of role, where innovation and networks bring stability. Jupiter in the Cancer in the 11th house in Navamsha brings a strong emotional intelligence and wisdom about masses. Masses, what the people require. Cancer is a sign about masses. Success indicators next. Venus Amartya Karaka ensures creativity, charm and aesthetic refinement in career. Rahu adds global ambition, innovation and mass appeal. Aquarius Navamsha placement ensures eventual progress in collective or innovative fields. That's the key there. Where it is going after 30 years. Venus in Aquarius is where it's heading. Using technology, using social media with Jupiter in 11, that kind of thing. Jupiter and Saturn's supportive placement bring institutional stability and wealth management skills and long-term recognition. Finally, likely professions for Emma could be fashion, design, media, luxury branding, I see as dominant, creative arts. Counseling, maybe, Jupiter in 11th house, but that's for masses. Psychology or healing professions, that's there, the energy is certainly there. Finance and wealth management in creative and global enterprises, okay, sort of. Hospitality, travel and international business, yes, that is there, international business is there. The trajectory would be early she would start with creative industry to get an exposure, glamour driven roles but unstable. In the middle of her career she may jump into structured services, consulting within finance, design or health related institutions. Long term she would work in, I would think, branding and recognition. If you see something else that I'm not seeing here, leave a comment. What's your analysis? Analyze with me here so you can get a better picture. I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Be safe.